Okay, I just did something so fun, and I had to share this as a podcast episode too. So I did a live Q&A on Instagram, and OMG, you all brought the fire with your questions this week, and it was so fabulous answering these live. I absolutely adore Q&As because if you all are into human design, I'm a generator, so it is in my essence to respond. So I love seeing your questions because sometimes I sit here and think, I don't know what to talk about today, but when we do Q&As, you all just ask these amazing questions, and then I get to respond. So thank you for allowing me to live in my generator energy. It is my favorite place to be. So you all ask me questions like, what is your favorite lipstick brand? What beauty company did you like working for the most? How do you manage your time when you have so many things going on? What was your first girls' night out after having a baby? What is your best success advice? What is the most money you think you can make? What is the hardest thing you've ever coached on? Literally, there is nothing that was off limits here. We were talking about my favorite countries, how I was inspired to create certain elements of the CAN program. It was so much fun. So I basically queued up the audio, put it in as a podcast. So here it is. Without further ado, here is our fabulous Q&A. Okay, I warned you that I'm feeling feisty today. And my favorite thing to do when I wake up in moods like this is come in and pop off a little Q&A because I love Q&A time with you. I love when you all ask me questions. I love when I get to answer these questions and help you. I love getting to know you better throughout these Q&As. And it has been a minute since we have done one. I had them scheduled on Fridays and then my Fridays got completely booked with clients. So it has been really challenging for me to find a time to host these consistently. So I've been kind of doing these more pop-up-esque style. So that way we can still come in and get you the support that you need. So I've got a lot of questions this week. And finally, you all asked me some personal questions. A lot of times they're coaching-based questions or questions about what I do. So you asked me some really fun questions. I'll share with you the questions I'm going to answer in just a second. I also got some questions on the challenge that we are starting on Monday. So don't worry, I'm going to fill you in all the details on what we are doing on our next week together. You guys, get ready. It's going to be so much fun. And there was an uptick in CAN program questions. And I have a hunch that's probably because the doors are opening. So I have a few CAN program questions. Also, if you have any questions, just shoot me a DM. I will get you one-to-one support there. So that way I can get all of your questions answered and get you all the info that you need as we go into the doors opening on the 13th. Okay, so let's dive into this. Let me tell you all the questions that you asked me. My first question, or the first question submitted, was my favorite, which is, what is your favorite lipstick brand? No surprise there. I know you all love to hear about the makeup I use. So the next one was, tell me more about the challenge next week. What beauty company did you like working for the most? That's such a fun question too. How do you manage your time so well when you have so many things going on? Yes, love it. Can you describe your coaching style? Okay, yes, yes. Why, or what you do in your program is so unique. How did you land here? Okay, I'll break down the CAN program and the reason why I have those specific elements in there. What was your first girls' night after having your baby? I know you all love hearing me talk about girls' night out too. I just had a fabulous one on Monday. Oh my God, chef's kiss, so good. So I'll break that down. What is your favorite thing to do for self-care? What is your best success advice? I love this question too. What is the most money you think you can make? My answer is not going to be what you think it is. Okay. Next is, what is the hardest thing you've ever coached on? And what is my favorite country I've ever been to? So we are all over the place today. And I love these came in so hot. So I am so excited to dive into this. So first, let's start off favorite lipstick brand. Okay. Are you ready to hear some inside beauty tea? This is not what you know to be true about lipstick, right? Because for a lot of people, and I know this because I used to do product development for almost 20 years, right? So a lot of people don't realize that lipsticks for each of these beauty brands is made by the same manufacturers. Did you know that, right? Most people don't. So what you see when you go into Sephora, a lot of times is made by the same manufacturers, even though it's a different brand. So for me, because I have this insider information, right? I'm not loyal to a specific brand. I'm loyal to a manufacturer. So I'm not going to say what it is because I don't want to out this manufacturer, but it is one of the top manufacturers in the world. They make their products in Italy. They are the best of the best, and they produce for almost every single beauty brand in the world. So for me, it's not about the brand that I love because it's the same manufacturers producing it for most of the brands. And for a lot of people ask me, they're like, so when you worked for these big brands, you guys didn't manufacture in-house? Some do, but a lot of them use these contract manufacturers. So for example, when I was going and doing product development, we would go to trade shows all across the world and I would find different formulas with these different manufacturers and we would choose the products by the manufacturer, right? Or the performance of the products. And then we would choose the manufacturer based on that. So that is how beauty products are made. A lot of y'all don't know that. A lot of you think that it's just, you know, the in-house thing happening. Not always. So that is my answer to that. So I'm sorry. I know a lot of times people ask me what I'm wearing and it's like a one-off sample that never got launched. And I wish I could tell you differently, but so no favorite lipstick brands. Just favorite manufacturer. It's Chromebus. Okay. So, anyways, next question is the challenge next week. So, we are doing the Confidence Catalyst Challenge. This is starting on Monday, 9 a.m. through Friday at 9 a.m. So, we're going to be going live every single day. Here's the deal. I originally planned for this to be an Instagram challenge. I had a lot of feedback from you saying you wanted more privacy. You wanted to be able to go deeper into it. You wanted to actually have one-to-one contact with me. So I'm pivoting. We are going to be doing this in a private Zoom room. And I might do this live on Instagram still. I haven't decided yet. But I will also still be posting the replays to the Confidence Lounge. So if you want to just listen along, you are more than willing to do that. If you want to just jump in, I will have those up by end of day every day after the challenge. But here's the way the challenge is going to flow. So every single day, we're going to be in a private Zoom room now. So register. So that way you can get access in. I'll send you the link and I'll send you your challenge toolkit. And we will be live from 9 a.m. to 9:15. And after 9:15, I'm going to save a ton of space for you to come and get your questions answered, for you to get the coaching that you need. So I really want you to use this as your opportunity to ask me. Because think about it. When was the last time you were in the presence of somebody who could actually say, okay, here's where I'm stuck on my confidence. What do I do? I've got you. That is the whole point. We are doing this. So I want you to come in with your questions ready. This is your time. This is your space. I'm doing this for you to get the support that you need right now. Because in my world, we do not wait. The CAN program, that acronym is Confident Action Now, because we do not delay. Waiting only puts distance in between you and where you want to be. So I want you to become the woman who does not delay being who she's meant to be. And that is going to start by spending this week together. So give me 15 minutes a day for 5 days straight. Woo! In 5 days, you're going to become your most confident self. So here is the way the challenge is going to flow. Day one, we are going to focus on unblocking and activating your confidence. So I'm going to walk you through a really simple exercise that is going to show you exactly what is keeping you from feeling the confidence that you want to feel right now. And then day two, I'm going to show you how to start thinking like confident you. Day three, you're going to start acting like confident you. And we're going to be doing a really cool exercise where you're actually going to be defining what confident you does and does not do. And we're also going to name confident you, which is so fun. I do this with all the women that I coach inside the CAN program, because once you can name her, you know her, you start to connect to her, it makes it so much easier to become her. Because look, she's already in you. We've just got to identify with it. We've got to nurture her. We've got to build her up so that way she can come out to play. Then day four, we are going to start dressing like confident you. So I have a style focus challenge. And I know you all love when I do the style element. So we're going to be doing that. And then day five, I have a really powerful challenge for you to become confident you in real time. So 5 days together, private Zoom room. All you have to do right now is tap the link in my bio to register and I will save your spot for you. So make sure you are getting the most out of this. Literally, it's free to join. Anybody can join. But I want you to use your time with me accordingly. Think of what it is that you're stuck on. Where do you feel friction in your life? Where do you feel like, oh, I'm just trying to create that result and I'm stuck, right? Bring me that. I want to help you remove these blocks in real time. So that way there is nothing standing in between you and where you want to be. And a lot of women have asked like, well, how do I know this challenge is right for me? So if you find yourself in a place right now where you know you want to build your confidence, but you don't know where to start, maybe you're confused, you're overwhelmed, you know you want to grow into this next version of yourself, but you feel a little bit stuck. If you're wearing clothes or have a style that feels outdated and you want to update it, and you know ultimately there is a version of you who you're meant to be, but something is blocking you from getting there. Maybe it's self-doubt, maybe you're just doing some overthinking, you have some mind chatter in your head, right? Like whatever it is, if you see that version of you, you know you are meant for more, you know you want to build your confidence, this is the space for you. So come in, get the tools that you need. It's called the Confidence Catalyst Challenge. And once again, you can tap the link in my bio to register now. So we start on Monday. I'm so excited. Did I miss anything on that? I'm looking at my notes. Okay. Also, the one other thing I want you to know is this is going to be quick and easy. I want to make this simple. I know I've gone to so many challenges or like free trainings where they give you 450 steps. No, it is literally one thing that you're going to have to implement per day. And don't underestimate the power of these micro actions. It's about to blow your damn mind how simple we can make this to become your most confident you. Okay, so that is the Confidence Catalyst Challenge. Next question. This is a fun one too. I love all the beauty peeps are coming in hot today with questions. What beauty company did you like working for the most? Okay. My favorite beauty company that I loved working for was Orly. So I was doing nail product development, nail polish development, developing body care products, developing a lot of personal care products when I was working for that company. And the reason I loved Orly so much is because I loved my team. And I really think that when you love your team and you feel like you're going to work every day, you love your coworkers, they feel like family, you can trust each other, you guys have each other's back. I think that there is so much magic in being able to work in that type of space. So I also loved that I had my own lab. So at Orly, we had a lab on site so I could actually come up with an idea. And the next thing you know, I'm working with a PhD chemist pianist and he was producing these ideas in real time. So it's like I could have this idea and, you know, an hour later, a day later, a month later, I would have a prototype of whatever it was I was thinking in my head in my hands. And that is so rare because, like I started this, a lot of times these beauty companies work with contract manufacturers. So you're not actually in the lab doing this. So that was a really, really fun thing to do. And also, I had a lot of creative freedom. So it was basically up to me at that point to develop whatever the company was going to launch. So I could come up with anything and I would present the ideas to the team and would give me a yes or a no. And I would be on my way to creating these products. And the other thing that was so fun about Orly is my travel schedule. So as you all hear me talk about, there was a point in my career where I was flying 100,000 miles a year. Orly was the perfect balance because I went to Italy in the beginning of the year. I went to Hong Kong in the end of the year. And then in between, I was basically going, you know, back and forth on the East and West Coast to develop these products. And it was so much fun because I, you know, really got into beauty because I was so passionate about travel. I wanted to be able to create products all around the world. And this job allowed me to do that, but it wasn't too much. I think for anybody who has traveled for work and you traveled a lot, there's a point where it can start to feel like you're not present in your life because you're always on the road. So this was the perfect balance for me. I also loved having a direct presence in the company and seeing my presence there having a direct impact on the bottom line because I could literally say, like, I created this idea. It created this amount of money. That money wouldn't have been generated if it wasn't for this idea. So it was really cool to be able to have a large presence and an influence. And I loved that team so much. So that was a really good time. All right, next question. How do I manage my time so well and when I have so many things going on? Okay, so you all have heard me talk about running a business, being a mom, having two parents with that are fighting cancer that I'm taking care of, and then on top of it, being a wife, being a friend, being, you know, everything to everybody, right? It just feels like sometimes life never stops, and it doesn't. So there's a lot on my plate, and I love this question because it really all comes down to getting intentional. So where do I want more time and why? Auditing my current time spend. So, looking at what am I saying yes to? What do I need to be saying no to? Looking for all of my optimization opportunities and then deciding how I want to spend my time and then implementing accordingly. So, inside the CAN program, I actually give you an optimized strategy where I map out and audit every single minute of your day. So, I literally look at how you're spending every minute, every second. And I find most women are overspending time by 4 to 6 hours a day, meaning you're trying to fit 32, 36 hours of things into a 24-hour day. So, no wonder why we're rushed. No wonder why we're panicked. No wonder why we have stress and anxiety, right? So what I give you is a one-sheeter that literally has all of your optimization opportunities in real time. And I actually just did this for myself because I was so stressed out. I was so overwhelmed. I was like, oh my God, I have so much on my plate right now. And I was like, hey, why don't you be a product to your product and time optimize yourself? That's what you do for your clients. Why don't you use your own tools? I was like, oh, what a good idea. So I sat down and I actually went through every single day and figured out, okay, this is what I want my Monday to look like. That's my CEO day. That's when I record my product. That's when I do my business evaluation. That's when I write my content. That's when I go to the gym, right? And then how do I want to use the rest of my day? And then Tuesday is my dedicated parental day. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are my client days. And then Saturday and Sundays are my adventure, rest, and prep days. So that is when I have fun. That is when I prep and set myself up for success. And that is when I take a lot of naps when my son allows me to. Which is usually never. Just kidding. Okay. So, anyways, I got really intentional because when I was thinking about everything on my plate, I was like, oh my God, I have 168 hours in a week. How do I want to spend it? I noticed some really interesting things happening is I had a lot of time at night after my son goes to bed that I wasn't optimizing. So that's where I'm now integrating my self-care. That's where I'm now working out more. I'm taking baths. I'm doing my breath work and meditation. I'm doing my mindset work because it really helps me to feel grounded as I close the day. And then I wake up with my cup full. I also noticed in the mornings, I had some time and how I got really intentional about how I wanted to spend that. Then I went through and I thought about, okay, if I was in that place where I had all of the things on my calendar and I had more than enough time to do all of it, what would I want more time to do? And I was thinking, I was like, okay, I want to read a chapter a day. I want to introduce more movement in the form of a yoga class, a spin class. I want to spin more. I want to listen to more podcasts from people that I love. I want a pedicure and massage one time a month. So I actually looked at, okay, if I use the morning and the evening accordingly, I have more than enough time to do all of that. So I literally mapped it out for myself every single day. And this is what I love doing for my clients because you can find all the time that you need to live the exact life you want. You just have to be really intentional about how you're spending your time. So I also looked at my client capacity because, you know, coming back from maternity leave, I only had availability for 6 clients at a time. Now I'm up to 10. So I have 3 clients that are about to graduate, and then I have my launch coming up. So now I know exactly how to structure these clients. So this was worth its weight in gold. So if you are considering joining the CAN program and you really want to get your time under control, this will be the game changer that you are looking for because I'll show you exactly what you need to do to feel 100% 100% in control over your time. And then we basically test your routine on. Oh, thank you so much, friend. Oh my God, I didn't even realize you were on here. I just had a coffee date and it was so funny. I just saw her pop in my comments. I'm like, hey, Mariah, how's it going? So anyways, this is a beautiful thing because now you get to see, okay, I thought I didn't have enough time. Actually, you do. You just get to see how you want to use it intentionally. So it is so fun to be able to help you do that as your coach. I love this part of the process. And this ends up being one of the most powering things because I also do the same thing with your money. So my clients walk away with a one-sheeter for their time and a one-sheeter for their money. So they know exactly where their spend is. They know exactly what they're up against. They know exactly how to start using time and money intentionally. So it is really, really powerful. So that is really how I'm spending my time. And I also did something that was really interesting. So when I got pregnant, I knew I was not going to be able to continue to operate at the current capacity that I was operating at. So I decided to do 75% less with 100% effort. And you're probably like, wait, what are you talking about? So I looked at my to-do list every single week. I cut 75% of it. And I looked at the 25% that would actually move the needle in my life and business. And I only focused on that, but I gave it 100% of my effort. And what that showed me was, oh my God, I was doing way too much. I was doing things that were never actually a priority. I was saying yes to too much. I wasn't being intentional. I was still in that mode of like, oh, somebody invited me. I felt like I had to do it, right? I don't do that anymore. So I got really intentional and just going through that process when I had my son, I saw how much, you know, carelessness I was putting into truly deciding what was a priority in my life. And I put that responsibility back on myself to get in the driver's seat in my life, allow myself to say yes and no to things from a place of intention, from a place of courage, from a place of truly what was in my highest service. And then in doing that, 75% of what I was on my daily and weekly task list just fell off. And it hasn't come back on. And my life has been so much more peaceful on the other side of making that decision because now things are efficient, they're calm, they're productive. There is no more having to be there. That's not how I live my life anymore. So that if you wanted to really do something impactful and you have the ability and the flexibility to control your workload and what hits your agenda, try that. It's a really powerful tip. Okay, next question. Can you describe your coaching style? Yes, I love this question too. So I would describe my coaching style as loving and direct. I think some of my clients have phrased the coaching that I do loving bitch slaps. And I agree with that because it can come out very honest, very direct, but I want you to know that everything I tell you is with love because I am standing as your coach, looking at your whole life, right? And I'm thinking about what is happening and I don't shy away from the hard questions because I know sometimes we really have to see the hard things. Hey, Zeph, how are you? Oh my God, so good to see you, friend. So when we shy away from the hard things, we're not ever really getting to the truth. We're not removing the barriers. We're not going deep enough to do the work that needs to be done to get you to that next level. So I don't shy away from asking the hard questions. Therefore, some of the questions can come out like a loving bitch slap. I think anybody who's worked with me, whether it was, you know, before my business or while I was still in corporate can attest to that because I just say what needs to be said. And one of my gifts as a coach is saying the thing that needs to be said, but doing it in a way where it opens you up versus shutting you down. Because I think sometimes when somebody is delivering that direct of a truth, it can sting, right? And then it shuts people down because they're like, oh God, and they start to feel bad about themselves. But I do it in a way to where it's like, whoa, that was the exact bitch slap of truth that I needed. Holy crap, how did I not see that? And that's been one of my gifts as a communicator, just as a whole, my whole entire life. And my ability to really say the hard thing and create a safe space that is free of judgment, that is free of, oh, you should be doing this. Why did you do that? Right? No, there is none of that. Like, you get to decide your life. You get to decide what decisions you make. You get to decide what works for you. And I create a space where you are free from the weight of pressure, free from the weight of judgment, free from the weight of the shame that comes along with somebody being like, oh, you made the wrong decision. No, you get to decide what is right or wrong for you, right? And I love being in that space where my clients come into all of our sessions just feeling like, okay, I can take my mask off. I can be real with her. I know she's not going to judge me on this. I know she's probably been through it because look, I've been through some shit in my life too, right? I'm not going to sugarcoat that. And I think when you can be in the presence of somebody who's gone through it and who's been in the same shit, right? That's a really powerful place to be because that's, you know, how you can feel safe to actually say what's going on. And I know when I worked with my first coach, I'd only projected perfection up until that point. And I was terrified to fill out her first questionnaire. I remember it shut me down. I was so ashamed. I was so embarrassed. I was like, this girl's going to think I'm a mess. She's going to judge me. And then I went in and it was so safe and it was so secure. And I could tell her the ugliest of the ugliest of truth. And she was never somebody who ever judged me or made me feel like I was doing something wrong or shaming me. And that was a really powerful powerful thing to experience because I'm like, that's how I want every single one of the clients that I serve to feel. So that is really your safe space where you get to come in, you get to hear the truth, but done in a way where it is done with so much love, but in your best interest to get you to that next level. So it is an honor to hold the space for the women that I work with. I truly love the sacred relationships that I form because it's you get to admit your truth. You get to be seen as your true self. You get to be real when sometimes being real can feel really, really scary. And you get all the questions that you need to help set you free and move you forward. So that's a little bit about it. I had a client once asked me if I could give her coaching in a compliment sandwich. And I was like, no, I don't do compliment sandwiches. So if that is what you're looking for in a coach, I'm definitely not the right person for you because I don't sugarcoat it. It's just wasting time. Like I'm not going to, spend 5 minutes in session, dancing around the truth when I'm just going to give you the question, right? So if you want somebody who's going to be honest with you, but once again, done with love, then that is the vibe that I'm here to offer you. Okay, what you do in your program is so unique. How did you land here? I love this question too. You guys are bringing it with the questions today. So I teach, if you are new to hearing about the CAN program, I teach mindset, confidence building, time, money, and wellness. So the reason why I landed here was because in corporate, so much what I did as a product developer and a marketer revolved around timelines and budget. So I became the queen of timeline and budget. I live on it. Like I live for a spreadsheet. I mean, I just showed you, right? Like my whole entire life is managed through a spreadsheet. And so being able to bring that same know-how to women's lives, oh my God, I never thought I would be able to use these skills again when I became a coach. And I'm like, no, this has to go in there because a big source of insecurity I see with women is because of their relationship with time and money, because they don't feel in control of it. They're overspending it. They don't know where their time and money is going, right? So I put you back into control through bringing you the same systems that I used when I was working for these Fortune 500 companies. So that is a big fundamental of it, right? Then when it comes to your mindset and your confidence building, look, our thoughts create our reality. So if you are in a place right now where your thoughts are making you feel doubt, they're making you feel any sort of fear, if you have a lot of limiting beliefs that are like mental stop signs that are keeping you from going, it doesn't matter where it is that you want to go. If you don't have the right mindset to get you there, you're not going to get there, or it's going to feel terrible as you get there. And this is what a lot of women don't understand is they think, okay, well, I just really want to believe in the possibility. But if you're having a, because our thoughts create our feelings, right? So if you're having a thought feeling combination that is then driving your actions, but let's say you're taking action from a place of doubt or fear, you can have the best thoughts in the world, but if it still feels doubtful in your body and that feeling is what's driving your actions, you're going to lose a lot of time. You're going to be spinning out. You're going to be second guessing yourself. You're going to be doing a lot of overthinking. I want to prevent all of that, right? So we've got to get your mindset in place first. That is literally what we hit the ground running and working on first, because if you don't have a confident self-image, meaning like you don't think highly of yourself, if you don't think that you're worthy, if you don't think that you're deserving, you don't think you're good enough, then once again, we've got to clean all that stuff up first. So in week two of the CAN program, I literally have you tell me your top five fears, doubts, limiting beliefs, and insecurities. And then we look at your top five goals because I can see right away how those things are going to prevent you from being able to achieve those goals in real time. So we've got to bring that up to the surface and really secure your mindset because if not, you're going to take a lot of action and you're not going to get where you want to go. You're going to be losing a lot of time and energy and possibly money too in the process. We don't want any of that. So that is a huge fundamental. And then when it came to the wellness and the healing aspect, that really came through a personal experience with going through a healing journey. And I healed from a lot of past trauma. I healed from miscarriage. I healed from, the craziness going on with my parents. And I knew that self-care was what brought me back to life. Doing this mindset work, doing this personal development work, it brought me back to life after a really horrific year-long burnout. And I knew that if we're not taking proper care of ourselves, if we are putting ourselves every single day at the bottom of our list, if we are in a place where we are running on fumes, you're never going to feel good. You're never going to get the best out of your life. So I knew these were your confidence fundamentals: securing your mindset, getting your wellness in check, and getting control over your time and money. And that is why I structured that. And I actually was just sharing with Mariah, who was just on here just a second ago. I was sharing her with my journey because so many people tried to tell me to change what I'm doing. And I'm like, no, because this is it. This is why now the, 100 women who have gone through the CAN program have gotten such explosive results is because we set the foundation first. And people have said, like, hey, this doesn't make sense. Why would you focus on these things? Just focus on this one thing. No, I'm not going to change it because I know it works. And I know that through the process of securing this foundation, then you have a stable foundation to build your confidence upon. So it really all starts here. Because once again, how are you going to feel secure? How are you going to feel confident when you don't feel like you have control? You don't feel like you have a good relationship with yourself and you're not taking care of yourself. So we've got to start there first. So that is why I put these fundamentals in place. That is why your foundational month in the CAN program involves these five things. And then from there, over the next 2 months, as we work together, you basically tell me, hey, here's where I need to focus my growth. And then we figure out how to get you there. So that is why I put those pieces in place. I get that question a lot because this is really how to create that optimized life system backed by your confident mindset. Because without those pieces in place and without really, you know, being in a place where you feel good about your life and you feel good about the work that you're doing, you know, you're going to get in trouble, right? Oh my God. Hi, Chrissy. I haven't seen you in so long. How are you, boo-boo? So when we feel good, we're going to start putting ourselves out there. When we feel secure and we feel like we're secure in our own skin, we're secure mind, we're secure emotionally, we're secure with our past, we're secure with our future, right? We're secure with our time and money. That is when you're going to have that stable foundation. And you get in that mode of taking confident action. Now, once again, that's what CAN stands for. And that's when creating whatever results in your life become inevitable. So that is why those fundamentals are in place. Okay, next question. Oh, I miss you too, boo-boo. Okay, so what was my first girls' night after having my baby? Okay, so fun. You know, I've been talking so much about the value of a girls' night. If I just did a podcast episode, that has literally become one of my fastest growing podcast episodes because you all are loving it so much. But I truly feel girls' nights brought me back to life after having my son. And the first girls' night I had, I actually took one of my clients to go see Jay Shetty speak at the SoFi Stadium at YouTube Theater. Oh my God. I literally cried driving down there because it was my first time being alone since I'd had him. And I was shaking. Like I remember being on the 405 freeway. I live in LA and I'm driving to SoFi Stadium and I was like, I'm free. Oh my God. And I knew it had to be my client, Ashley. I'm surprised she's not on here. She always pops on my lives. But if you met Ashley, she is like your best friend that takes no shit. And I just knew she's so into personal development. She brings so many people to all of my events. And I'm like, I have to have this experience with Ashley because I knew we would have so much fun. And we did. Oh my God. We went to dinner beforehand. Everybody was coming out to us. They're like, are you sisters? We have to talk to you. You guys are having so much fun. And it was incredible. I left that night, like my cup was so full. It felt so good to just be in that space where I just got to do something for me. It wasn't about my kids. It wasn't about family. It was just for me. And I felt like, oh my God, for the first time, I'm whole again. I remember here she is. She back. And it was so good. And then on top of it, I'm going to see Jay Shetty speak. Like, it was the best night ever. So I highly encourage you, especially if you are a new mom or you've had a big life event, go for a girls' night. It is one of the most beautiful gifts that you can give yourself because it's going to connect you to you. And you get to step into that place where you are just doing something you love. You feel like yourself. It's about you and only you. You don't owe anything to anybody else. It's just your time. So get dolled up, put on an amazing outfit, go have a girls' night, and just enjoy your time. I think girls' nights are so undervalued when it comes to being a really tried and true, tested way of taking care of yourself. So go have a girls' night. Thank you for asking that question. It just made me relive that night in my head, and it was so much fun. Okay, what is your favorite self-care activity? I love this question too, because here's the deal, is that self-care really comes down to anything you do for you to recharge your batteries. So for me, it really depends on what I need that day. So there's times where I've got such a strong relationship with myself and my body. I'll just close my eyes and like put my hand on my heart and put my other hand on my belly. And I'll ask myself, what do I need right now? And that's a really powerful thing because I've gotten into such a trusted space with my intuition that whatever comes up, I just trust is coming up for a reason and I'll go do that. So there's days where, let's say like if I'm feeling stressed, I might do meditation, breath work, get, you know, into a mode of movement. I do a lot of dance. I love dancing, get my good dance music on. I think it's the recovering club girl in me that, you know, my retired party girl side, but I love to dance. I love that as my lead form of movement. And I love being outside. So that's what I do if I feel stressed. If I feel like I'm lonely or if I'm in a funk, then I'll surround myself with people that I love. That's the perfect time for a girls' night. Or I'll go on a date night with my husband. I'll do something with my family where I get to just feel like I can be in whatever form that I'm in and that's good enough. I have no pressure to be anything else. It's such a beautiful thing. Oh my gosh, I love this. I learned the heart on your hand and belly check-in. It's so good. And if you all are new to that, put your dominant hand on your heart to connect with yourself and your other hand on your belly. It's going to help you instantly feel in control and connected to yourself. And it grounds you in. So that way you can really just be in the presence of yourself. You can let all the other stress and chaos go. It's a really powerful way to just be with yourself and hear what your brain is actually saying, what your heart wants, and just tune into you. So that's what I do if I'm in a loneliness or funk space, is really getting connected with people I love. If I want to just like treat myself like a queen, because you know I'm all about that, and just give myself some luxurious care, I'll book a spa day. I will take take a aromatherapy bath. I will, get into a space where I have a pedicure scheduled. I always have a pedicure scheduled. My non-negotiable self-care things that I do for myself every single month is a pedicure and a massage. So I do that. If I have a racing mind, I'll do a brain dump. Just literally just spew out everything in my brain. Sometimes I'll do that in video. I'll do it in the notes section of my phone. I'll do it written in journal, whatever feels like I need that in that moment. That's how I'll do it. So I'll do the mindset work, brain dump out. So that way at least it's getting me space. It's getting all those racing thoughts out. And then I'll do some meditation just to create some mental stillness. Cause I like to think of meditation as being for your mind, breath work for your body. So if I still feel a lot of tension or a lot of, pressure in my brain, I'll do breath work to release that. And then, some meditation on the other side. If I'm in a space where I'm feeling uninspired, I'll get cultured. So I'll leave, I live in a more suburban area now. So I'll leave and go into LA proper. I'll go to a museum. I'll go to a really fun restaurant, go to a concert and get music and flowing through me. I like to just be in inspiring spaces and spend time with people that inspire me. So sometimes I'll, know, oh my God, every time I feel like I hang out with this person, I'll feel so good. So I'll book a time with them. I'll get outside in nature. I feel like nature is always a beautiful way to get inspired. I dream. So those are some things that I do for myself. Okay, best success advice. And PS, keep me posted on what you all do for yourself. I love hearing your guys' ideas. And I always integrate what you say into my CAN program. I call it the Confidence Builder. So I have a list of 42 self-care ideas, and I'm literally adding to that all the time. So if you have anything that you think is fun and unique, let me know because I'd love to add that into the toolkit because I truly think that by sharing, by being in community, we all get to grow and do this work together. So keep me posted. I'm curious to see what you do for you. Okay, best success advice. So I think there's a lot of layers to this. I think ultimately being real, right? You cannot fake authenticity. And I see so many people in business trying to fake it till you make it. No, just be you. Just be you. It, wherever you're at, just honor that. I think say the thing, start before you're ready. If you need a good resource on that, read The Great Leap from Gay Hendricks. I think that's a great way to just get out of your head, get out of your way, start taking action. Find people that you feel safe to be yourself with that are already where you want to be that can help you along the way. Do the work to manage your mind because, once again, every result that you have starts within the confines of your brain. Believe in yourself, trust that you can, right? Because once you believe you can, you will. Fail with confidence. I think so many of us, when we come to the idea of creating success, we start with the failure is not an option mindset. Failure is an option. And the more that you try to prevent failure, the more you're going to fail. So might as well just embrace that it is a normal part of the process. It's only feedback that informs your next best success. So just do it. Do it. Get it wrong. Fall on your face. You will find so much confidence in the space of falling on your face and picking yourself back up. And trust that rejection is protection. I think that would be my best success advice for you. Okay, what is the most money that you think you can make? So I think that what you think is I'm probably going to give you a number. I'm not, because I don't ever believe that there is a ceiling on my earning potential. And I invite you to try on the same perspective. So as I mentioned earlier, we do a lot of money work inside the CAN program. And one of the questions that I ask the women coming in is, how much money do you think you can make? So ironically, it's a client that asked me this. Oh, you know better. You know better. But I ask this because what it shows me right away is if you put a ceiling on your potential. So if you say to yourself, oh, the most I think I can make is 150, 200, 300, 400, 500, a million, whatever. If you put that number on it, you've now just set a limit in the confines of your mind to where that is the most money you will believe that you can make. So I encourage you to adopt my perspective of seeing yourself as limitless because I truly believe that I am in full control of creating whatever money that I want to create in my life. I really believe that is a something that is 100% within my control. And it is because I've had so much success, track record to prove this to be true. So I know the sky is the limit for me, and it is for you too. So I encourage you, don't put a limit on your potential. And I had a client who was in this idea that the most money she could make was $80,000 a year. And I was like, why? And she's like, well, that's what my parents told me. And I was like, but do you believe that? And she's like, no, because I see all these other people in the beauty industry making so much more money than me. And I'm wondering why I'm only making 80 and we're doing the same job. I was like, because you decided that was the most money that you could make. That's why you're making that amount of money. So we worked on that belief and now she's making 150. So by just changing that one belief alone, it expands your earning potential. So I encourage you, don't ever put a ceiling on what you believe you can make because all you're doing is limiting yourself. Okay, what is the hardest thing I've ever coached on? Okay, interesting question. So I would say it comes down to two things, death and miscarriage. So I think it's an interesting thing because I've coached on these two things so many times now that at this point, there's nothing that anybody can hit me with that is a surprise that spins me out, that affects me. But those two things are always just because my heart is with my client that is going through the thing. So I've had clients hire me to help them with a parent passing. I have had clients hire me to help them heal from a miscarriage because those are things that obviously are very real and things that I have gone through as well. I haven't lost my parents yet, but they know the story of where I'm at with both of my parents. So I've been hired for those things because people know that I'm going to understand where they're at. And I've also worked with a lot of women who have gone through multiple miscarriages and have lost belief that pregnancy is something that is available to them still. So we do a lot of really beautiful belief and healing work around that. And it's funny because when you think of hiring a confidence coach, those are probably two things you wouldn't expect to come up on in session. But last week alone, I started two sessions off, and the first thing they told me was they both had a parent pass, and two completely different women, different places in their life. It's just the realness of it. You know, I work with a lot of women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s. I know personally, it's like every time I open social media, I see another friend who's just lost a parent. It's that age. And I was joking with one of my clients. I'm like, it was like we were at a point where we were all going to weddings, then we all went to baby showers, and now we're all going to each other's parents' funerals. And it is one of those things we're all going to go through in life. And it doesn't make it any easier that that happens. But to be able to support women as they are going through that massive life transition is one of the most beautiful things I've ever experienced in my life. And I'm so grateful that I have the women who trust me with that sacred moment in their life. And they trust that I am their person to walk them through to the other side. And I'm also so grateful for all the women that supported me as I started doing this work on myself who were able to allow me to heal, creating that safe space for me to just come and fall apart, just to be a mess, right? To be as real as I can possibly be and just throw up every ounce of pain that I was going through. And I think it's a very special and beautiful thing when you get to have that really beautiful, deep relationship with somebody. And I don't take that for granted ever. I am so deeply grateful to the women that have entrusted me with these moments of their life. So those are definitely the hardest things that I've ever coached on. But once again, it doing this now for 5 years, I've seen so many things. And there is nothing a client can hit me with at this point that spins me out or shocks me because I know how to hold the space for somebody who's going through something really challenging. So okay, last question. Is this the last one? Favorite country I've ever been to. So y'all know I love to travel the world. It is one of my favorite things. And I think it's because I grew up so sheltered. Like my parents were never travelers and we kind of did the same thing growing up my whole entire life. Like on the weekends, we would either, if it was summertime, we would go to the river and ride sea-doos and play with boats and go to the lake. Or in the wintertime, we would go ride dirt bikes. So that was basically my childhood. So I saw a lot of lakes and I saw a lot of deserts in Southern California. But beyond that, my longest trip that I ever took as a kid was to San Francisco. So I mean, imagine like flying out of LAX, I think is what we flew out of to San Francisco. It's not very far. Oh no, we drove and then we flew home. But anyways, so I had a really burning desire as a kid to see the world. That was a huge, huge, huge point for me. So I will tell you, I have two favorite countries and I'm going to say this by warm and by cold. The warm is the Philippines. I've been there multiple times. And ironically, I was in Hong Kong doing business, and my old assistant is Filipino. And she's like, "Do you want to go to the Philippines to see my family after our trip?" And I was like, "No." And she's like, "Just come, you'll love it. There's this beautiful island." Then she started showing me pictures, and it's an island called Boracay. And I was like, "Wow, that is the most beautiful place I've ever seen." And we went, and it was the most beautiful place I've ever seen, so much so that I had to go back multiple times. And I can't get enough of the Filipino culture. I had an experience in the Philippines that was nothing short of insane. It was somehow the World Leader Summit, and every world leader, it was happening in Manila, was coming into Manila at the same time. So they canceled every flight. So we couldn't get our flight off of one island to go to our next island. So I literally met a woman on the street who served as my angel, and she was like, "Here's how you're going to get there." And I don't know why. Something in me just told me to trust this woman. So I did. And she told me to take this bus to this airline to this thing to this thing. And it was to this ferry. I don't even know. It was 10 hours total. I literally at one point was sitting on a bus and a lady who was holding a chicken came and sat on my lap. And I was like, "What is happening?" But every moment we had angels, just the warmest people, so loving, so happy to help, just so curious about what brought us here. Like, they're like, "What? Wait, hold on. Why are you on this bus right now?" But I fell in love with the Filipino culture and I just can't wait to go back. I can't wait to take my son. I cannot wait to, it's been too long. So the Philippines is by far my favorite warm environment. My favorite cold environment is Iceland. So I also would love to go to Iceland in the summertime and experience what it's like to feel the warmth in Iceland. But Iceland is so remarkable because I felt like I was on a different planet because you have all this geothermal activity. Just going to the Blue Lagoon and being in that water was, I'm like, what is this? You know, going to all the different waterfalls, going to seeing the baby horses, going and seeing volcanoes, going and seeing black sand beaches where I almost got taken out by a killer wave. I mean, it just was the adventurer's dream. And for me, I love adventure. So that was like, we hiked on a glacier that looks like it had Oreo cookie dust all over it. It was just absolutely magical. So I highly, highly encourage you to go to the Philippines, go to Iceland. The cultures are amazing. The food is amazing. The people just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Chef's kiss, mwah, love. Love it. So that is my favorite place. Did I get to all these questions? Y'all, these were so much fun. Thank you for asking such fun questions. I really appreciate you. This is so much fun to do these experiences and have these Q&As with you. I'm so excited to spend the next week with you in our private Zoom room for the Confidence Catalyst Challenge. I'm also hosting a free coaching session. So for anybody who is considering doing the CAN program, I highly encourage you to come to this free coaching session because you're going to get a vibe. You're going to be able to experience what it's like to get coached by me, and you're going to know right away, yes, this is my person, or maybe not, right? And I want you to create that clarity for yourself because I've been in situations where I haven't done the clarity check and then I ended up hiring somebody and we weren't a fit to work together. So I think by coming into a free session, or you can always book a consultation with me and we can talk too. But I think by coming into that space, it's going to give you everything you need to know and you're going to get a really good understanding of what it's like to be coached by me. So give yourself that awareness. I think that's such a beautiful gift to help you make a decision. So I will be with you all next week, May 13th through the 17th, 9 a.m. daily to do the Confidence Catalyst Challenge. Then on the 19th, I will be hosting that free coaching session where anybody can come in. I'm treating it like office hours. We're all basically just have an open Zoom room. You can come in, stay for the whole thing if you want to see other people get coached, or you can just come in and get your question answered and move on. But I really want you to be the woman who comes and gets what she needs because why not? You have me here for you. I'm doing this for you. So come use me so you can get your questions answered to build your confidence now. That's what we do in my world. All right, friends. Thank you for this. This was so much fun. And I will keep you posted. There's so many other things that I want to talk to you about this week as we go into our next week together. So I'll most likely be back on live tomorrow. See you then. Have a fab rest of your day, friend. Oh, hey! Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If this helps you, I would love for you to share the gift of confidence with a friend because this is how we all grow. So share this with your girls, a coworker, a fellow mama, or your fam on social media because we all need support in our confidence journey. So sharing can help us heal, feel better, and take steps to grow now. Also, I'd love if you would drop your rating in. Ratings and reviews help me so much more than you realize. And if you found yourself listening today and thinking, I need professional support, I would love to invite you to join the CAN program where I will teach you how to take confident action now. If increased confidence is what you want, this is multiple months of dedicated you time where we will do the deep work on you to create your most confident self, both personally and professionally. Because once you know how to generate the feeling of confidence from the inside out, the possibilities become endless and your results become inevitable. This is the most valuable investment you will ever make in yourself, and I cannot wait to see who you become on the other side of doing this work on you. So visit me at soulmakeup.com to learn more or come be my bestie on Instagram. You can find me at your soul makeup. See you next time.